Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. In these last 3 or 4 weeks, we had been reading from the Gospel of Matthew on that section of the parables. Now, I have preached repeatedly about these things, but there are a few things that bear repeating, and we must not forget. When it comes to reading the Gospel of Matthew, we always remember and we must know that the Gospel of Matthew is divided into 5 major sermons. 5 major sermons reflecting or imitating the 5 books of Moses. Because for Matthew, Jesus is the new Moses. And so the first sermon is the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes. The second is the commissioning, the sending of the apostles. The third is the section on parables, which are spending plenty of time these days. The fourth is the section on the preaching regarding what it means to be church. And then finally, the fifth theme, the fifth sermon is about the end times, the apocalyptic writings of St. Matthew. So 5. And so here we have the parables, the third section of that sermon. So parables, like I mentioned in my past sermon, in my past homily, parables are a form of literature taken from the images of which are taken from the ordinary everyday life of an agrarian culture. So you hear of mustard seed, you hear of sower and sowing and planting and reaping and flowers and trees and birds, all of those things, okay? So now, why did the Lord speak in parables? It said here, the Lord spoke in parables, not in a manner of direct teaching, because it says here, to fulfill what had been said through the prophet meaning Isaiah. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has been hidden from the foundation of the world. Notice, every time the Lord gives a parable, He's addressing a crowd. Many people follow the Lord. You have the apostles, you have the disciples, and you have the crowd. The crowd are a group of men and women who are watching the Lord and listening to what He's saying, watching His deeds, almost as a form of entertainment. That's the crowd. And so here, you see, Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. That's the crowd. They're there, they listen, they watch the deeds, but they don't do anything. They're there for entertainment. They want to be entertained by the eloquence of Jesus, by the ways that He did His ministry. It's fun, and then let's go home. Let's do that. That's the crowd. And so to them, the parables were given. what does the parable incite in those who are listening? Well, the parables forces you to think. And so if you are just a bystander wanting to be entertained, you know, you will be impressed with the images, but never the message. Because the message, you need to dig deep. And in order for you to dig deep, you must be able to have a relationship with Jesus first. Because in that relationship, you receive the grace to be understand and to penetrate the mysteries of the kingdom. So that's the whole point. Remember the words of Jesus? To him who has more, more will be given. To him who has less, whatever he has will be taken away from him. You know, so to those who love the Lord, to those who have a relationship with the Lord, more is revealed, and that is through the parables. And that's the reason why we have parables here. And it takes wisdom, it takes the Spirit of God to be able to really appreciate and plumb the depths of the meaning of the parables. Because otherwise, it's just a beautiful form of literature. Like, for example, in the parable today, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. You know, just think of that, a mustard seed. Well, a mustard seed is tiny, it's small. The kingdom of God is like a yeast. That's tiny, that's small. And so someone who has a relationship with the Lord understands that, you know, faith in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, begins small. What do I have? I am humble. I don't have much. I don't have much learning. And yet, I know that the kingdom of God has been given to me, and I have confidence that it will grow. You see, I do these humble things in my life, little things that I do. You know, I welcome those who need comforting. Those are little things, but in the kingdom of God, that's very precious. That's what it means. It says, and the yeast, you know, something, a yeast, it's hidden. It's hidden. And yet it does its action. When you put the yeast in like what it says here, in 3 measures of wheat flour, just a tiny pinch, and it makes the entire dough to rise. So therefore, whatever little I can do for the kingdom of God, for the Lord, it will have an effect. It will have an effect. It will not go unnoticed. I may be hidden, but the effect of my prayers, the good works that I do, has an effect on the entire world. My work matters, how little it is. And so today, my friends, as we receive the Lord in the Eucharist, let us pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds so that we can plumb the depths of the wisdom of the kingdom of God, to plumb the depths of the wisdom of our tradition and the wisdom of the Word of God.